This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the United States will donate an initial allotment of 25 million doses of surplus vaccine overseas through the United Nations-backed COVAX program. The vaccines will help with shortages in South and Central America, Asia, and Africa. The White House has announced plans to share 80 million doses globally by the end of June, most through COVAX. The White House did not say when the doses would begin shipping overseas, but the press secretary said the administration hoped to send them as quickly as arrangements can be made to ship them out. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents are pushing for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule. The deal between a new eight-party coalition is not done yet and still has to go before the Israeli parliament. In the meantime, you can bet that Netanyahu and his supporters will do everything possible to prevent them from taking office. Many of the people in the new emerging coalition are people who traditionally are allies of Netanyahu, and he's going to do everything possible to embarrass them, to make them feel like they are betraying the cause, but it appears that he does not have the numbers to block this from happening. Thousands of Hong Kong police are expected to surround a central park and patrol the city streets on Friday to prevent people from gathering to commemorate the 1989 crackdown by Chinese troops in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Joe Biden signed an executive order Thursday expanding a Trump-era list of Chinese companies blacklisted for their alleged ties to the country's military. The executive order listed 59 companies involved in surveillance technology, which the White House has said is used to facilitate repression or serious human rights abuses, which undermine the security or democratic values of the United States and its allies. Thursday's announcement is the latest round of sanctions against China that Biden's administration has announced since January. In March, the U.S., along with the European Union and Britain, imposed sanctions on several Chinese officials for human rights abuses against the Muslim Uyghur minority in China's Xinjiang province. At least two people died early Thursday after a residential building collapsed and caught fire in a working-class area of Rio de Janeiro. More than 100 firefighters responded to the scene in the Rio das Pedras neighborhood, but they were too late to save the adult and child. The neighborhood is known to be controlled by organized crime groups reportedly involved in the construction of many substandard buildings. Officials in Chile say the country is facing the collapse of its healthcare system due to a lack of hospital beds to care for COVID-19 patients. Some 97% of Chile's hospital beds are now filled with severely ill COVID-19 patients, even though 52% of its people have gotten the anti-COVID vaccines. In the capital, Santiago, home to the 8 of the country's 19 million Chileans, 99% of its hospital beds are at capacity. In Chile, just over 1 million people have been infected with COVID-19, and 29,000 have died as a result of the virus. France said Thursday it would suspend joint military operations with Malian forces after the West African country's second coup in 9 months, adding to international pressure for the military junta to return civilians to positions of power. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.